to the Adam Fawcett Show, live from La Costa Mexican Restaurant. Now, welcome the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, BB Comer Sports Network's Greg Wyckoff.
Well, it is not Greg Wyckoff, but we are here at the Coach's Cantina, live from La Costa in downtown Sylacauga. It is the Coach Adam Fawcett Show. Dave McCurley along with Coach Adam Fawcett and Tony White, and we've got some couple of players here that we're going to get on here in a little bit. Tony, you know, that game the other night, great Tiger Bowl for Comer again. They've held on to that trophy every year. Childersburg, you know, it just seems like, you know, I call their games, and it seems like in the first half they just get behind and they play catch-up all night. But you got to give it to this man sitting here, and personally these two players plus a lot of others, they were ready to play Friday night.
Yeah, they were ready to play, and, you know, we had talked about it in pregame on the radio last week about, you know, the practices and everything and what they did in practice and what they worked on. And, you know, they came in ready. They came in hot. They came in hungry for a win because that was their first win. And the guys that was on the Childersburg team, you know, some of them know them personally. And, it's kind of a thing that, you know, hey, we're going to beat y'all because we can hold that over your head for 365 more days. So, it was a good game. Greg and I talked about it a lot before the game was over. We talked to Coach Fawcett before the game, talked to Coach Pipe before the game, but, I really enjoyed it. Coach, what'd you think about it?
I enjoyed it.
I know you did. He's ripped me a little bit.
I'm going to give 3-word answers all night.
Oh my gosh.
Let me ask you this. You know, of course, 1-3 is a lot better than 0-4. Mm-hmm. But I tried to tell everybody the three teams that B.B. Comer had lost to before Friday night are three pretty doggone good football teams. Two of them, you know, ranked very high in the state. And of course, another one coming in this week. But you played well, you got the win. But to me, Coach, the most important thing now is the fact that it's a region game, and you're 1-1 in the region. That's a lot better than 0-2, and you're playing better. So talk about what that means to your team.
Yeah, you know, region-wise, you're looking at 1-1 in the region, and you go into this non-region break before you go back into region play. So, and it starts to shake itself out very, very early. And if you look at the region standing, some of the teams in our region are already 0-2, some are 0-3 in the region, and you get into that situation, your back is really against the wall. So for us to be able to be 1-1 in the region, that puts us in a good spot, and it's ultimately it's about, you know, continuing to move forward and building off of last week. We've got to improve off of last week, and we saw some really good things last week in the fact that we were able to move the ball. We were able to run the ball. We were able to stretch the field a little bit. Defensively, we played really, really well. In the first half, especially, we played really, really well. And then, as a coach, we also had an opportunity to see some things that we didn't like. So now we can go and clean that up too. So you really want to be able to celebrate the positive and enjoy it. But, you know, I've got a 24-hour rule. You know, hey, we better enjoy it for 24 hours because after that 24 hours is over, we got to get back to work. And that's the case here. We had a good performance by some guys and were able to see some things that guys could do. And now we got to move forward.
The thing, Coach, that Greg and I had talked about up there is shooting yourself in the foot. You know, we would get a big gain or something, and then we'd have a false start or something like that. What have you done to try to kind of nip that in the bud?
You know, that's something that we have focused on and talked about. And it's funny because we talked about it during practice, like you know, our center – the way he adjusts the ball, like, hey, that is a false start. You can't do that. No, I can do it. I've been doing it all. And then gets to the game and it happens. Mm-hmm. And then we come on, he came off the field, and I told him, I was like, hey, I told you all week. I promise you, I know this game better than you do. I guarantee you, I know it better than you. So, you know, so you've got to work on those things and build on that stuff. So,
the one positive thing I've seen out of this week is defense. I mean, come out really strong, and the offensive line give Max time to throw the ball.
Yeah. I thought he. I thought protection was really good when mm-hmm. we had to throw the ball, and being able to run the ball opened up the passing game really well for us. So, you know, we were able to, like, we knew going into the game that if we could get the ball first, we wanted the ball. Like I told the captains right away, I want the ball. Like as soon as you tell them we want the ball, and just explaining a fast start, because I know – over the years of playing Chillsburg and Noah, and you know, you play, you get an early lead, and you try to add to that lead. And look, we get a fast start, we go down a score, we get a 2-point conversion, and look, they're driving on us, and we're able to get a fumble, mm-hmm. you know, and that was huge. Get that fumble, go down the field. I think we fumbled inside our red zone, Jimmy.
Matter of fact, when they fumbled, y'all were on the I think it was on the 7.
Uh-huh.
When y'all fumbled, they were on the 7.
Yeah.
So
yeah. So, but for us to kind of overcome that adversity and then continue to score. Now, late in the first half, we got a stop. We got the ball back with our backs against the wall. And, again, you talked about going backwards and penalties. We started going backwards. Mm-hmm. And that can't happen. We got sloppy there. And, that was a great opportunity because at halftime, I addressed that real quick. You know, like, hey, we can get sloppy. Same guys you've been pushing around all game. You've been doing a good job. And all of a sudden now you're letting guys through. You're not doing your assignment. You're getting lazy. So, able to address that. And then – I thought we came out pretty flat in the second half, and that was something that I addressed later in the game as well, or at the end of the game.
Well, that was a – go ahead.
I was going to ask you, Art, you played, you know, really to the mid part of the season here. I'm going to give you four categories, and you give me a letter grade from being the head coach as to where you're at with these things. Offense, defense – penalties, and kicking game. So those four, offense, defense, penalties, and kicking game, what would you give your grade on your football team to this point?
Man, I don't grade on a curve, so. man, offense is about a C. Defense is a C minus. Special teams?
No. Yeah. Yeah, special teams and then penalties.
Yeah, special teams is tough because, as I've been told by people older than me, Comer ain't never had a kicker. You know, that's what they've said. You know, Noah Wimmer is like a living
Bubba Kane.
That's a living legend, apparently.
Bubba Kane was Bubba the only Kane. One. Yeah, Bubba Kane.
So that's always an adventure. When you line up to kick off, it's an adventure. Mm-hmm. When you line up for punt, it's an adventure. Which Chris Wilson was a great punter. And he had the worst form in America, but he could boom it. So, but special teams probably same thing about C minus, and then
what was penalties.
Penalties, man. I thought we had done pretty good, and then last week we got some, and I haven't looked at penalties per game. But I thought last week, which there was a lot of penalties in the whole game.
That's what I was going to say. You know, it was a game really where a lot of quick penalties mm-hmm. were thrown, not just on Chillsburg, but your side mm-hmm. too. And you know, I'm thinking, how can you see that so quickly? But mm-hmm. I'm not second guessing anybody. There was, like you said, there was a lot of penalties. Go ahead. Well, what you were going to ask, Tony?
I forgot what I was going to ask, but yeah, there was a lot of penalties. Probably in the first half. Second half wasn't as bad, but the first half, I mean, it was like every other play they were throwing a penalty, either holding or, you name it, false start. It was ridiculous. It really was. But how do you see the offensive line? You said it was, you give it a C. Mm-hmm. How do you what do they need to do to bring it up? to just a B? I mean, what do you think they need to do to be able to do that?
The big thing, and you know, because we're at practice and we see practice, and we're there for all of the glorious and the not so glorious aspects of it. The big thing for those guys, and just in general, like with it, with this group and this young group, is like self motivation. Like offensive line, you know, when I was born, I was an offensive lineman the day I was born, you know, and you know, as I got into football as a youngster, like, you know, my dad, he coached youth football and all that stuff. And he said, look, hey, we got weigh-ins today. He's like, you don't even have to weigh in. Go put an X on your helmet. You know, you're a lineman. I'm like, all right. I didn't have to wait in line to weigh in, you know. So I was always a lineman. And at that age, like, I hated it, you know. But then, like, you just learn to embrace it, and you learn to know, like, this is your role. This is your assignment. This is what you do. This is where you belong. And those guys have to embrace that, and they have to, like, be self-motivated and really, like, take pride in that position. You know?
Well, I will tell you, Friday night, I seen some life out of them that I haven't seen all year. And granted, you know, that was our first win. But, you know, even in the other games when we've scored, you know, I didn't see that cohesiveness with one another, you know, jumping up and down and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. This Friday night, I did. Mm-hmm. And I was really, really pleased with that, because it shows them, you know, I've talked to Max before, and Max can do the job. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no question in my mind that he can't do the job, but I think the question is in his mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I've told him, you know, on several occasions, you know, Bubby, go in and just be confident. Go in and just do it like you're at practice. Go in and do it.
Right. Yeah. Like we got to be able to get out of our own way. And that's, again, that's line, that's quarterback position. That's all the positions, is we got to be able to get out of our own way. And we got to understand, hey, mistakes are going to, you know, I would rather you screw up going 100 miles an hour than screw up going half speed.
Yes.
You know, like that's just not.
Yeah. When you put out 110% and you mess up, coach is not going to say a whole lot. He might tell you what you did wrong, mm-hmm. but he's not going to scream at you and tell you what you did wrong.
Right. Think this is my cup, or do you think this is your cup?
I don't know.
I think it's your coach.
I don't know.
I don't care.
I don't either.
Well, I'm not going to say.
Ty ain't died yet.
Hey, so. Listen, we're going to take a break in just a minute, and we're going to come back with our Allen Brew Market's Athlete of the Week for last week. He's going to be joining us here. But I want to ask Coach Fawcett one thing before we go to break. I know he just took a chip, and I'm going to let him swallow. But listen, one of the things, he knows this. He and I have talked about this, and Tony probably knows too. People are asking, well, why in the world are we playing Piedmont? I want you to explain those years that we were a powerhouse. It kind of gets you to where nobody wants to play you.
Yeah, like when regions hit, hey, we're definitely 3A. We look at that, and then we start trying to play. You start trying to schedule your non-region games. Well, you start getting feelers out with everybody, and you don't get, you know, you get crickets. No phone calls back.
Right.
No, some of the messages I got back, you know, hey, you're kidding. No, we're not playing.
Like, I'm not coming.
Yeah, like, you know, some of the messages, don't ask. No, we're not playing. You know, so it was very narrowed down to who we could play. And, you know, if AHSA had a strength of schedule, we'd have – a pretty high level of strength.
I guarantee you, you'd be the Florida of of high school football.
So, but I mean, you know, we have to embrace it. And that's why I keep explaining to our kids too, is like, you have to embrace the opportunity to play against a team that has an elite team, so to speak.
Right.
You know, you got to play against Wadley, and you had a chance to see where you stacked up against an elite team. And honestly, we had guys, you know, they would never admit it, but some of them guys were terrified. Like, line up and play, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah. Especially a lot of your younger guys. I mean, you know, you got seventh and eighth graders mm-hmm. getting out there on the field.
No
so,
doubt.
So I understand it. We're going to take a quick timeout on the Adam Fawcett Show when we come back. more with the coach and Tony, and we're also going to have our Allen Brew Markets Player of the Week who's joining us here at La Costa. Come on down here tonight. If you tell them you want the Coach's Cantina Special, any one of the combination dinners are going to be $8.95. So come on down and get you one of them. And we'll be right back with more with the head football coach of the B.B. Comer Tigers.
Are pests bothering you at home or work? Alabama Termite and Pest Control can help. Whether it's rodents, termites, bugs, or hornets, they'll handle it quickly and safely. Call 256-378-6903 for a free termite treatment estimate or stop by their office in Childersburg. Proudly serving Talladega, Coosa, and Southern Shelby counties. Don't let pests take over your space. Call Alabama Termite and Pest Control today and get your home back.
Headed to the big game this weekend? Make Allen Brew Markets your first stop. Grab an ice cold drink, fresh snacks, and top off your tank before you hit the road. With quick service and everything you need in one place, we make game days easy. Wherever the road takes you, start with Allen Brew Markets, fueling fans all season long. That's being all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
If you've got a heart for helping folks and want a job where what you do really matters, AltaPoint Health is hiring right here in the community. They've got positions open from Clay County to Sylacauga, including direct support professionals and therapists, and some jobs even let you work from home. No experience, no problem. AltaPoint offers on-the-job training, great benefits, and real room to grow. Caring is their calling. Text AltaJobs to 97211 and find your fit today.
If you're hunting for sports memorabilia or trading cards, Another Level Cards in Childersburg is the place to be. Boss Lady Maddie Pagan leads the team with Connor Ogle handling sports collectibles and Austin Allen taking care of all things Pokemon. Visit them at 48th Avenue Southeast Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6. Check out alevelcards.com to learn more.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Adam Fawcett Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union B.B. Comer Sports Network. Driven by Toyota of Sylacauga. Worth the drive and they'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
I don't think people understand how hard it is to do a show while everybody, including myself, is trying to eat chips and dip. It's just a great place to be, Tony. La Costa has opened their doors. We have crowds here every Wednesday night, and the food's unbelievable.
Oh, it's always good down here. We come down here, me and my wife come down here at least once a week and eat down here. Food's good. The people here are good. They're very courteous or nice, and they wait on you, and it's a good place to come.
You know, Coach Fawcett, you and I, we rib each other. I've been knowing you a long time, but somebody here at the table said you owed them an apology.
I do. I have to have a formal apology to Christian Jemison because earlier in the show I said that he fumbled on the second drive going in, and he didn't. It was in the fourth quarter when he fumbled.
So he actually did it, but it just the timing wasn't right.
That's right. That's right.
Well, Christian Jemison is our Allen Brew Markets Athlete of the Week. Tony, he had three rushing touchdowns, a receiving touchdown, and against a rival Childersburg in a region game where they played well. But, you know, this award is given to one athlete out of six schools: B.B. Comer, Sylacauga, Childersburg, Fayetteville, Coosa Central, and Winterboro. And to be honest with you, there's a lot of good athletes around here in South Tioga County, not just with football, but volleyball. And we're going to carry this all year long. But Christian this week is our athlete of the week.
Christian, what do you think about that?
I feel proud of myself.
Well, I want to ask you something. What happened to the team this week? Y'all played together. Y'all played as a team. Y'all looked good as a team. What happened last week in practice to make y'all do that?
We all decided we had to step up. We had to beat them.
Okay. All right.
You know, Tony, one of the things that happened the reason that Max played so well is he left about half of that plate of nachos. He didn't eat it and get sluggish like I wanted him to. He left half of it on the plate last week, and I think his dad cleaned it up for him. He didn't have to get out on the field. But listen, Christian, we're proud of you. I know I call for Childersburg, and, of course, we're looking hopefully to get our first win here very soon. But talk about the play of the offense, because y'all put a lot of points on the board, especially in the first half. Talk about Max and his play. Talk about that throw he made to you early in the game.
Yes, sir. On that play, I didn't even see him say set go. I just seen the ball get thrown back, and I took off running. And I didn't think he caught it. But then I seen the ball, I said, I got to go get it.
Well, I tell you, y'all made a great play there, Tony. I know you guys had a great call on that as well, because it opened up the game.
Oh, it opened up the game a lot. For your size, you know, Greg and I talk about it fair. I don't know if anybody tells you or not, but you know, we'll say for your size, you're probably one of the hardest hitting, biggest guys out there. Okay, What makes up Christian Jemison to be that way, to go 110% on offense and defense?
I always been told I couldn't do it. I always been told I never could do this at my size, because I never got big. I weigh 140-some pounds, but I run like I weigh 200s.
Oh, I agree with you. I agree you run like that. And I've seen you chase folks down this year, so Now, Greg and I talk about you a lot, but we talk about Max, and we talk about Coach Fossey. You believe that? Yep. When something happens and that headset comes off or something, you know.
I need to charge y'all admission for the show.
I know. It is a good show. But, no, y'all look really good this past week, this past Friday night. I hope y'all had a good practice this week. And, you know, last year when we went to Piedmont, you know, it was raining. And we played with them for three quarters, and then we just give up. So I'm hoping this year, you know, that we pay them back. We make them give up, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Coach, is there anything you would like to say? Talk about the positives and the negatives, not only of Christian and Max, because you're looking to these guys to be your coaches, your leaders on the field while you're on the sideline over there.
Yeah, definitely. Jimmy, we call him Jimmy. Christian's been.
Y'all call Christian Jimmy.
Yeah, he's Jimmy.
So we've got to call you that on the radio.
Yes,
so, okay, we can do that.
He
Jimmy.
Like he's been through it all. Like as a senior, or as a junior, he was one of those that was on the team that played at Jordan-Hare. He was.
Yep.
You know, he went through those tough times. He went through, like, having to be on the scout team that went against Kamor and Chris and Devin Harvey and
maybe that's why he only weighs 140 pounds.
So, and he's like, so that's kind of part of his toughness.
Yes.
You know? I think I've told a story before about we had somebody go down in Wicksburg, and all of a sudden he's in the game. And I'm like, why is he in the game? Like, he's the next guy up. I'm like, oh, gosh.
Do you remember that, Jimmy?
Yes, sir.
He does.
I was in eighth grade.
Was that the game that you made that big lick on the kickoff?
No. That was at the state championship.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I knew it was one of them. I knew it was one of the playoff games, but I couldn't remember if that was at Wicksburg or not.
And he's stuck through all that. He's been through the highs and the lows of all that, and it's just, man, he's consistent. He gets off track a little bit sometimes, but he's easy to get back on track. And him and Max are buddies, so I see him away from football as well. So great young man. He is a two sport athlete as well. To be honest with you, he's a dang good football player, but he is one heck of a runner. And he's a state runner up in the 400 meters, and he's, you know, he knows, I know, and a lot of other people know that he has something to prove this year, because he didn't like finishing second last year in Coleman.
Well,
he's got all the ability and tools to do that. So.
Real quick before we move on and get out of here for your show, What is it going to take for these two guys and the rest of your team against Piedmont? And talked a lot about them. Very good team. What has B.B. Comer got to do to keep improving? I know last week you told me we just need to improve B.B. Comer.
Yeah.
And there was no doubt that you guys did that. So now how can you keep doing that?
Yeah, we've got to stay the course and keep getting after it. We have a tall task ahead of us. Obviously, it's just, you know, it is what it is. But it's not an impossible task.
Right.
And that's what everybody within our organization, that sounds so official, within our team.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Don't you? You paying people in.
I know.
Everybody within, you know, everybody under our umbrella of the team or whatever, like, they have to understand that. Like, it's a tall task. It's not impossible.
So, right.
Like, don't sell yourself short before the game even starts. You know, like, it's not an impossible ordeal. So they've got to stay the course and continue to improve and continue to work on that. And you know, we've got to get good at doing the things that we do. And we still have to – it's so hard. This middle-of-the-season non-region game is really tough because I've been in the situation where we've been 4-0, 5-0 during this.
Yep.
We're in the situation where we're 1-3 during this. So you start looking, you know, you don't want to look ahead, but you still want to, like, you want to improve this week, and you want to get better this week, and you want the same energy this week that was brought last week.
Because those R games are coming up.
Right.
Well, and you're talking about, you know, that it's not impossible to beat a good team. Go back to Randolph County
last
year.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
No doubt.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Were y'all supposed to win that game? No.
Mm-mm.
Uh-uh.
No.
But y'all played as a team, y'all fought as a team, and y'all come out on top as a team. And that can happen anytime, okay? Keep that in your mind that it can happen at any time. No matter who you are or who they are, you can be beat anytime.
Yes, and tall task, I'll say this for both of y'all, as you mentioned, it's a tall task. Tall tasks get much shorter if you don't beat yourself.
Mm-hmm.
No turnovers, cut down on the penalties, and play your game and do what these guys tell you. But, Tony, I know Greg wasn't here with us tonight. I know his voice is kind of giving out on him, but I'm sure if he's not able to go Friday night, if he's on the injured reserve, I'm sure Michael Giddens, he's going to be back anyway.
Yeah, Michael.
Baby's doing good.
Yeah,
so.
Michael's going to be back, and if Greg can't go, he won't be on the sidelines. He'll be up in the booth with me.
Right.
So.
Look, if he can't go, just mic me up.
Just mic you up?
Mic me
hey,
up.
Hey, we can
now,
do
now,
that,
now listen,
Coach.
Look. But now, when you throw that headset, Lee's going to get mad.
Now listen. I'm going to tell you something. When you said mic me up, both of these guys over here are shaking their head like, no way, I don't want you
what's
to
that?
Do that.
What's up with that?
They know.
Goodness. They have no idea.
I know. Well, Christian, we're fixing to get off the air. Congratulations.
Yeah.
A well-deserved reward, a well-deserved honor.
Yes, sir.
And don't let it be the only one you get this year, okay?
Yes,
sir. Max, I'm looking for some big things out of you, okay?
Yeah, we want Max to be the next recipient.
Yeah.
And I think he can. I know he can. Hey, thank you for being here. Congratulations on your victory. He's got to go back to work.
He's going to do.
But I tell you, he's a great young man.
And I will. I want any of the Comer Nation that's listening tonight, be at Legion Stadium Friday night at 7 o'clock. We need everybody to come out. We need everybody to be loud. So when Piedmont comes to town, we can send them back home with their tail tucked between their legs.
That's right. So 6:30 airtime for the B.B. Comer, the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union B.B. Comer Sports Network. Greg, if he's available. Tony, Michael Giddens, they'll be there. And, of course, Adam Fawcett and his Tigers will be ready to go just like they were last week.